a lot of online feminism is being gatekeepers to what is feminism, who is feminist, how are they feminist. If you don't have this sort of like academic, you know, intersectional analysis of, and even the word intersectionality is, you know, not accessible, right, to so many people who are otherwise quite feminist. They're on our team, right? You know, that somehow you're not enough. And I mean, even the articles, like, is this TV show feminist? I'm like, what? Like, what kind of question is that? Like, that's a ridiculous, like, who are you to be the gatekeepers to feminism? But I think the other piece of that, other than the incredibly exclusionary part of it, is that when you do see people creating things, feminists love to critique them. And I'm like, hello, like, go spend some time with, like, Rush Limbaugh, critique what he's doing. But nobody wants to touch that. They just, like, dismiss it, right? They'd so much rather, you know, critique whatever in the hell Hollaback's doing, or, you know, some other, you know, awesome, like, feminist activist organization is doing, then they would, like, critique, you know, and play ball with some of these big players that are destroying women's lives on a massive scale. A massive scale. And are being relatively untouched, left relatively untouched by online feminism. They're